Kaposik v'tonyi, tell me, we learned, it says like this, that between the goyim, you find the kesem store, v'yafilu min tarmud, mashmivir from the city tarmud, still you find the kesem there, it's still tor. Sadrashi Almo, love the Suffolk Yisroel Kaimi. We're not afraid there's any Jewish lady there. Even in the city Talmud, they're all Goyim. Therefore, if you find the Kesem, a beggar that has a spot from a Elisha, but Dam Nida, it's Tor. For Yom Rabbi Yechonet, it said, Zoysa Meres, from here we learned out, that Mikablim Gerim mi Talmud. You could accept Gerim from Talmud. So, Luchura, this is a theory of Rabbi Yechonet. How could we solve that? Rabbi Yochanan said, "Ain mekablam ger mitarmud." You can't be mekabel a ger of a goy who wants to become a Jew. We don't accept him. We have to be afraid. Maybe he was a Jewish person before a mamzer. And then you see not like that. Here, Rabbi Yochanan says clearly that all the ksamim that come even from the city Talmud is tor, because we're not afraid any Jewish person is mixed in there. There are total goyim there, and that's why he says mekablam gerim mitarmud. Maybe you'll tell me, Zois v'lois v'rilei. Rabbi Yochanan is just saying that according to this Tana, the Mishnah, that's what should come out. That Talmud, there's no Jews there, only Goyim. That's why he could be Mizgaya from there. And that's why the Ksam in his Torah. Because this Tana holds like that. But he does not like that. Zois v'lois v'rilei. But Rabbi Yochanan himself does not hold like this Tana. Mor says that's not true. The Yomer Rabbi Yechonin said that halacha kesta mishnah. The halacha always is like a sta mishnah. And here it's a sta mishnah that says that mibein oivdi kechovim, from a goyish place, mashma like Talmud, the ksamim is tor, mashma the total goyim there. So it's a spirit in Rabbi Yechonin. So Marin says, amaroya nina valibud Rabbi Yechonin. Staka machlekes amaroya malibud Rabbi Yechonin. Is the amoira that learned over that halacha kesta mishnah, taka agzius. But the other Amora holds no, that Rabbi Yochanan is not always Paschal Gestah Mishnah, so like here, Zois means Zois V'loi Sirulei. Rabbi Yochanan is just saying the Tana of this Mishnah holds that Talmud was total Goyim, and therefore the Ksamim is Tohor, and therefore you could be Mekabel Gerim. But Rabbi Yochanan himself holds not like that Tana. Rabbi Yochanan himself holds we have to be afraid there was some Mamzerim there, and therefore you can't be Mekabel Gerim from Talmud. Now the Gemara says, Mitarmud my time aloy. What's the tzadik Rabbi Yechonin before said? You can't be mekabel gerim from Talmud, from the city. Like, why not? What are we afraid about? So Gemara says, Pligi bo Rabbi Yechonin v'savya. It's machlekes Rabbi Yechonin v'savya. Chadama once said, Mishum avdei shloimai. Now the question was, there were the avodim of shloimai, our shloimai melech avodim, lived with the Bnei Yisrael. And therefore the kids are mamzerim, and therefore they're not goyim, they're mamzerim. So Rashi Avdei Shloimei She Nosu Bnei Yisrael Machmas Oishron. The Avodim of Shloimei Melech were very rich, and therefore the Bnei Yisrael went to marriage with them. V'Doron Shom Becheskas Oivdei Kechovim, and they lived in the city Talmud Becheskas Shikses like Goyim. In other words, the Avodim married a Bnei Yisrael, and the Bnei Yisrael changed in to be like a Goya, so they lived there B'Toros Goyim. Ukisavra, this time holds Oivdei Kechovim V'Yevra Abu Abbas Yisrael Avlad Mamzer. The halacha is this Tana holds that if a goy lives with a bas yisrael with a Jewish lady, the kid is a mamzer. So therefore, we can't be mekabel gerim because we have to be afraid. Maybe these kids are mamzerim, and mamzerim is posel. You can't intermarriage. So if they were only goyim, it would be good. You megari them now; they become a Jew. You can marry them. If you hold like the halacha, we hold that an eved habu a bas yisrael avlad is not a mamzer. So melosi could be megari them. There's nothing wrong. Because even on the tzad that the mother was a Yisrael, the kid is also a Yisrael. Therefore, he could be Megayah, and there's nothing wrong. Vaiter it's Yisrael. So only Akasha, according to this man, the Yom Yod, that Eved Habu Abbas Yisrael, of the mother the Jew, and the father is a Goy, that the kid is a Mamzer. So if the kids are Mamzer, the Chayv Elav and a regular Yisrael cannot marry them. So therefore, you can't be Mekabel Gerim from Talmud. You have to be afraid a Mamzer is mixed in there. That's what one said. The other one said, Mishum B'nois Yerushalayim. We're afraid about the daughters of Yerushalayim. So we'll see what that means. So more stuff like this. B'Yishleim Alaman Diyam Mishum Avdei Shloimei. Because the Avodim Shloimei live with the Jewish ladies there. Kisava this Tana holds, Oyve kechov in the Yevet, if you have a goy or a Yevet Kenani. Habo Abbas Yisrael, that lives with Abbas Yisrael, a regular Jewish lady. Havlad Mamzer, the kin is a Mamzer. Therefore, you can't be Mekabel Gerim, because you have to be afraid you'd be Mekabel a Mamzer. And if you Megayer him, people think he's a good Jew, you could marry him. And the Lacha is no, a Mamzer is also to marry. El Laman Diyoma. Mishum b'nois Yushlayim, but the Mandioma that says that the b'nois Yushlayim there in Talmud, Mahi, what's so bad about that? What's wrong with it? So Mar says, Pligi bo Rav Yosef Rabbon. So Machlokes, what was wrong with the b'nois Yushlayim? V'tavayim mishmei the Rabba Bar Bachona. They both go across Rabba Bar Bachona. The what? Chadoma once said the story was like this. Tracer Alfe Gavri. There were 12,000 army men. Veshisa Alfe Kshuye. And 6,000 men that shoot arrows. Vechadama 1 says, Tracer Alfe Gavri. There were 12,000 army men. Uminayu, and part of these 12,000 was Shisha Alfe Kshuye. 6,000 of them knew how to shoot the arrows. Now what happened there? Bishor Shenichnusu Oyvik Chavim Lechel. When the Goyim came in by the Churban of the Beis Hamikdash. When they went into the Beis Hamikdash. Is Hakoyel Nifnu Akesav Azov. All the Goyim ran to get the gold and silver in the Beis Hamikdash. For him, these people here, these 6,000, was Nifnu Al Bnei Yerushalayim. They went to live with the Bnei Yerushalayim. Shenema the Pasuk had Znus with the Bnei Yerushalayim. Shenema the Pasuk says, Noshim Betzion Inu, Vesulas Biar Yehuda. So the kids are from this. They had children, and the children were mamzerim. So that's why we can't be mekabel gerim from Talmud, because there's again mamzerim mixed in there. And Omer Reb Shmuel ben Achmeni, Omer Reb Yenison, posuk zeh sar roila marmu. The sar roila means a malach. Rashi says said this posuk in Tehillim that says nar ho yisi v'gam zokanti. Man Omer, who said this posuk? Ilay Makutra Brukhla Kharaj Brokla said it to Mika Zikna Kane that the Kharaj Brokla had to get old. The yellow Dovid army, yellow my Dovid Amela said it. Mikoshas Kulihai was he so old. Dovid died at 70, he himself wasn't so old. Wasn't in Lushnam Gamza Kanti. Elishmamina Sarwala Mamru. Amala said it. The Omar Reb Shmuel ben Achmeni Omar Reb Yenison. What does the Pasuk say in Echo? Yodoi Parash Tzor. Alko Machmodeho. That means Ze Amon Amoyev. That there's a nation of Amon Amoyev. That again, that Bishoshin Nechnus Wadikhov Mechum. Bizman, the Churban of the Beis Hamikdash, Rishoin, when the Goyim went into the Beis Hamikdash. Hakel Nifnu Akesav Azov. All the Goyim ran to take the gold and silver. Fehim Amon Amoyev Nifnu Asaif Torah. They went straight to the Oran to get to the Sefer Torah. Omru, they said like this. Ze Shekosav Boy. This Sefer Torah that says, Lo Yovei Amon Yemayavi B'Kal Hashem, that Amon Amoyev can't intermarriage to a Jew can't marry them, there's a love, even if them is Gayer, a Jew is not allowed to marry them, Yisrafesh, they wanted to burn it with fire. So I'll go upon the Peshat before was the Talmud and the Tzad to say, you can't be Makaba Gerim was, because B'nai Yerushalayim means again, that the Goyim came in and lived with them, and like the Mandiyamad holds an Eved or a Goy, that lives with a Basi Yisroel, that Locher is the kids of Mamzer. So since there were Mamzerim there in Talmud, again, we can't be Mekabel Gerim. We have to be afraid you'd be Mekabel Mamzer, and if you make him into a Ger, people will think you're allowed to marry him. And really, you're not allowed to. Therefore, that's Pshat Naman Diyom, you can't be Mekabel Gerim from Talmud. Now the Gemara says another pasuk. It says, Tzivu Hashem LeYakov Seviv of Tzorov. Hashem told Yaakov that the people right around us will give us problems. Is Omara Kugoyin Humnia Lofum Nehora. Like the city Humna, right around Lufum Nahara. So Rashi says, Humna Lufum Nahara, but Humnia, Yevonim Haim, there were Greeks there, Humitzayirim B'nei Fum Nahara. They gave a lot of problems to the people living in Fum Nahara. Shame Yisrael Aniyim, there were poor Aniyim, the poor Yisrael there. Aniyim, poor Aniyim of Yisrael. Fight Omer of Yehuda, Omer of Asi, Oyved Kechovim Shekidish Bezman Azeh. If a goy comes and marries a Jewish lady, bizman is there. The halacha is chashin l'kedushin. We have to be afraid. Maybe this isha is married. Like this, if a goy comes and marries a Yisraelis, they'll say goodbye. The kedushin is not chal. Kedushin is not toughest with a goy, and she's mutter to get married to somebody else. But he says bizman is there. Though if a goy comes and marries a Jewish lady, the Jewish lady has to have a get from him. Choshen Kedushin. Why? Shema Me'aseres Ashvatimu. Maybe this guy is not a real guy. Maybe he's a Jew, and he's from the 10 Shvatim that got lost. So Rashi Me'aseres Shvatimu. She'nosu Oyvedes Kechovim. That they married a Shiksis. Uksava the Oyvedes Kechovim. She'yoldo Me'Yisrael Avlad Mamzer. This man the Yama holds that if a Jew lives with a Shiksa, so the Halacha is the kid is also a Jew. This man the Yama's go boss of the father. And the kid is a mamzer, havlad mamzer. The choshen lekedusha mamzer. And if a mamzer marries a yispas yisraelis, it's only a chay v'lavin. So you have to be choshed for the kedushin. So the kid Rabasi holds that if a goy today comes and marries a Jewish lady, we have to be choshed. Maybe this goy is not a total goy. He's a mamzer because maybe his father was from the Seras Hashvatim. And therefore, it's choshen lekedushin. The mother has to get a, this lady now has to get a get. Freddy Gemara. Like, what are you afraid about? We're talking about somebody now came and married a Jewish lady. Where did this man come from? He came from the world. So the chur is a cloud of cold, when somebody comes out, he comes from the rave. So rove of the world is rove of the world that agoyim, they're not from the Aseret HaShvatim. So we should say for sure this goy is a goy and not from the Aseret HaShvatim. So Gemara says, Beduch to the Kviya. We're talking about in those cities that the Aseret HaShvatim were kavu were there. They would know for sure they were living there. Rashi beduchta the kviya b'nei aseres hashvatim. The whole kavu, if we know they're there in the place, the locher is kamachta machzadam. He remains a suffix, like 50-50. Ve'echa kviya, where are the aseres hashvatim? Could have said, like Apostle Malachim says, v'inochim b'chalas b'chiver. The Gemara says now, what the Teretz says, beduchta the kviya. If we're talking about in a case where you know the aseres hashvatim live, so if in that city a guy comes and marries a Jewish lady, we have to be afraid maybe he's from the Aseres HaShvatim that she needs to get. The Yom Rabbi Abba Bar Kahana. The Pasuk says, V'yinachem b'chalach u'v'chobor nahar goizon v'yore modoy. Now, chalach, what's chalach? Ze chalozen. That's the city chalozen. V'uv'chobor, what's chobor? Zu.